Homeland Security, America belongs to Americans. 1.6 million illegal aliens out in last 200 days. By Hannah Knudsen on September 1, 2025. America belongs to Americans, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, declared over the weekend, highlighting that in the last 200 days alone, 1.6 million illegal aliens have left the country. A good start, but the work continues, DHS said in a social media statement. Secretary Noem joined President Trump for his seventh cabinet meeting. As DHS works to protect our homeland and secure our future. The days of open borders and coddling criminals are over. The statement continued, sharing words from Deputy Assistant DHS Secretary Micah Buck, who pointed out that the work of Customs and Border Protection, CBP, and other agencies have resulted in a secure southern border, giving American families a type of safety that they haven't experienced in decades. Buck also pointed out that Kilmar Abrego Garcia was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, this week and is being held for deportation. This MS-13 gang member, human trafficker, and woman abusing illegal alien has no place in this country, he said. His despicable actions are disqualifying in a nation that values the rule of law. Goodbye Kilmar and good riddance. Watch, so much for assimilation. Buck also pointed out that, under the leadership of DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, DHS has arrested and prosecuted hundreds of thousands of illegal alien criminals who once roamed our streets, targeted our citizens, and disrupted our way of life. In under 200 days, 1.6 million illegal aliens have left our country, saving taxpayers billions of dollars and easing the strain on schools and hospitals, as well as opening jobs for hard-working Americans, he said, declaring that the days of open borders and coddling criminals are over. This message coincides with preliminary Census Bureau data, showing that more than 1.2 million immigrants, illegal and legal, disappeared from the U.S. labor force between the months of January and July. This Labor Day, America works for Americans again, Noem said in a statement on Monday. 100% of all new job gains have gone to U.S. citizens, and 2.5 million Americans are back at work since January. Under Biden, 88% of all jobs went to foreign-born workers. Meanwhile, DHS reforms have saved taxpayers over $13.2 billion. President Trump and I are putting the American worker first. Happy Labor Day, she added. Further data analyzed by Pew Research Center shows that America experienced its highest volume of illegal immigrants in the country in 2023, under former President Joe Biden's leadership. Describing it as an all-time high, Pew Research found that 14 million illegal aliens were in the U.S. in 2023 after two consecutive years of record growth. Related video, Sanctuary States Kill Americans. The increase of 3.5 million in 2 years is the biggest on record, it found. The increase from 2021 to 2023 was driven primarily by growth in the number of unauthorized immigrants who were living in the U.S. with some protections from deportation, such as immigrants paroled into the country and asylum seekers. About 6 million immigrants without full legal status had some protection from deportation in 2023, up from 2.7 million in 2021. In 2007, when the total unauthorized immigrant population was at its previous high, 12.2 million, about 500,000 had some protection from deportation. However, that figure has decreased in 2025, since President Donald Trump took office and prioritized his deportation agenda. Related video, Sen. Moreno, no one has empathy for home invaders. We shouldn't have empathy for deported illegals.